Washington DC, Anda masih bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
VOA Executive Lounge, sekarang saatnya kita simak informasi dari dunia hiburan bersama Irfan Ihsan.
Film Avengers Infinity War sudah beredar.
In time, you will know what it's like to lose. To feel so desperately that you're right, yet to fail all the same. Dread it. Run from it. Destiny still arrives.
Film yang menghadirkan hampir seluruh tokoh superhero yang ada di 18 franchise film Marvel ini disutradarai oleh Russo bersaudara Joe dan Anthony Russo. Antusias para fans dalam menyambut kehadiran film ini pun terlihat bukan hanya di Amerika, tapi di negara lainnya di Eropa dan Asia. Hadir di acara konferensi pers Avengers Infinity War di Singapura belum lama ini, Robert Downey Jr. alias Tony Stark mengatakan kalau kali ini Marvel benar-benar berhasil memuaskan penontonnya.
We might be making the movies, but we're also fans and we're also critics of our own work and always wanted to try to make it better. But I think this time we might have nailed it.
Dan ternyata Benedict Cumberbatch yang berperan sebagai Doctor Strange mengaku kalau ia sempat terintimidasi loh ketika syuting film yang dipenuhi aktor dan sosok superhero ikonik ini.
It feels a little intimidating to be frank when you first step onto a set filled with a roster of iconic characters as well as iconic actors. And then you go about doing a day's work and forget about the numbers of 18 plus films and 14 plus billion dollars and all the rest of it, and all this machinery, all this success leads to a point where you're on set with two of the most talented directors, an extraordinary cast and crew, and you're playing. You're just free to plus it, to get it better, to keep working it, and be free to enjoy and play. So yeah, it was good fun.
Menjaga rahasia dari jalan cerita sebuah film dianggap menjadi hal yang penting untuk diperhatikan, menurut Anthony dan Joe Russo. Nah, mau tahu strategi apa yang mereka lakukan untuk menjaga kerahasiaan cerita di film Avengers Infinity War sebelum film ini beredar?
We wrote a lot of fake pages for the script. Nobody actually read the true script other than us and the writers. Very few people know the actual story of the film. Very few people have seen the film. That's why you only got to see 20 minutes of the movie. We want people to experience this for the first time in a theater without it being spoiled, you know, without someone telling them what happens in the film, so that they can have that same emotional experience that people who saw it without it being spoiled for them did.
Ternyata Anthony dan Joe Russo membuat beberapa naskah yang palsu di mana tidak ada orang yang tahu mana naskah yang asli, kecuali sutradara, penulis naskah, dan para bintangnya. Kemudian, hanya segelintir orang yang diperlihatkan hasil produksi film ini, itu pun hanya 20 menit saja. Sementara itu, apa sih tantangan terbesar yang dirasakan para bintang film ini? Kalau Sebastian Stan yang berperan menjadi Bucky alias Winter Soldier.
No, I think the most challenging thing about this movie was that it was changing a lot. You know, it was always changing and we had to kind of adjust to things, learn things on the day. Sometimes even, you know, coming to set not knowing what the scenes were that we were going to shoot, having to find that out.
Perubahan secara mendadak di lokasi syuting dan tidak tahu scene mana yang akan diambil pada hari itu menjadi tantangan terbesar bagi Sebastian Stan. Kalau bagi Tom Holland alias Peter Parker,
it's really cool having two directors because you have to impress. You don't have to just impress one person. You have to impress two people. So for me, it was a bit of a challenge, but they are great.
Ada dua orang sutradara memberikan tantangan tersendiri baginya.
So this is it. It's all been leading to this. Ready? Let's go.
Nah itu tadi cerita di balik layar film Avengers Infinity War dari sutradara dan para bintangnya. Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
The Voice of America.
Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
VOA Executive Lounge, tanpa dirasa sudah tiba waktunya kami pamit langsung dari Washington DC. Saya Aryono Arifin mengucapkan sampai jumpa lagi.